I'm joined by The Guardian's Mei Zhong, who's in Kabul and has been visiting the scene and the family of some of the victims. Mei, can you describe what you've been seeing this morning?
Sure. So I arrived at the site a couple hours after the blast, which happened around 10:30 a.m. local time. I saw a man shoveling out the remains of some of the civilians that had died, brain matter and bits of flesh. And it turns out he was a former interpreter for the British forces in Helmand. We got into talking, and he explained that his cousin, who was a cobbler who'd been mending shoes near the blast site, had been injured, brain injuries, and had been taken to the hospital. As we were discussing this, he got news from the hospital that Haji Azam, the cousin who was the cobbler, had passed away. And then he asked me if I wanted to come with him to visit Haji Azam's family, his two wives, three sons, and three daughters. And they explained that the family had already lost two members of their family, two grown sons, in the blast that had happened a couple years back, just across the street from where the attack had happened today. And I sat down with them for a few hours as they waited until enough time had passed that you know, the uncles and the other male members of the family deemed that it would be appropriate to finally break the news of their father and husband's passing.
As you describe on Instagram, an awkward moment.
Yes, very awkward indeed, and not much to talk about when not a lot of room for small talk in that instance when I'm aware of something that they're not aware of, and I know that I just felt like, you know, for instance, Haji Azam's elderly mother, who was well into her 70s or 80s, she kept repeating to herself that, you know, she kept saying, I know something is wrong, I know something is wrong. And of course, a mother's intuition is always correct.
We're hearing some varying reports about the death toll, 5, possibly 6 people killed. What's the latest you're hearing?
I mean, the official number is indeed 5 civilians, one of them a foreign national, but as is the case with Haji Azam, you know, he was taken to the hospital, he was clocked in as one of the 33 or 34 or 37 wounded civilians. He just passed away about an hour or so ago. So, as is often the case in Afghanistan, you will never really know what the actual death toll is.
And do we know anything about the British victims?
No, the embassy here isn't releasing any further information. In fact, I was told I was asked if we could keep it to foreign nationals instead of British citizens, because the next of kin hasn't yet been informed.
But we do know that the British ambassador Richard Stagg was at some televised event elsewhere. Again, can you confirm that?
Unfortunately, I don't know about the televised event. My understanding is that the ambassador and the diplomatic corps hasn't been affected by today's attack. But again, the situation is developing, so that may change.
Now, our colleague Jason Burke just suggested on Twitter that this was the Taliban's message to the London summit next week on Afghanistan. Is that your reading of it too?
It certainly be, but I feel like that might be giving them too much credit. It might also be that they got intel of a convoy passing, and it may have been just an opportunistic attack.
And presumably this kind of thing is all too common. How does it rate on the scale of the recent violence?
It's been a pretty eventful couple of weeks, almost one or two of these similar attacks every week. But this one today, as we saw in the bomb site, one of the the vehicles from the convoy were flung across the street about 40 meters away from the actual scene of the blast. And so it was quite a big attack. Five, perhaps six or even seven civilians killed, and many more injured. And that number is only expected to grow.
Okay, mate. Thanks very much for your time. Thanks.
Thanks so much.